Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Although the importance of mindfulness has received increased attention lately, when it's time for us to relax, unwind, and have fun, we often see it as a time to basically turn off our brains and forget about mindfulness. We may think that mindfulness doesn't matter when we're playing, but my guest today, Dr. Lena Dicken, is here to talk about how mindfulness and play go hand in hand. Lena is a surf therapist and just received her doctorate in clinical psychology. She helps her clients learn how to create positive change, stay mindful, and be present. And she does this all while doing something most of us would consider play. Lena also will talk to us about why mindful play matters, how being mindful while we play doesn't mean we're not having fun, and how bringing mindfulness into play can help us enjoy the moment and be fully present. Lena, thank you so much for being back with us today.
Hi, Erica. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk about this, you know, bring attention and awareness to like this subject matter of what mindfulness is and how, you know, when we do play or do something fun like surfing or, you know, whatever it is, skydiving, any hobby, we kind of want to just disconnect. Is that what you find?
Yeah, well, I mean, mindfulness is such a buzzword these days, and I think that it still has some stigma as this thing that has to be done on a couch. And it also, I think a lot of people think of it as something that can't be fun or can't be enjoyable. But what I've done with saltwater sessions is try to blend an activity which can be fun, which can be challenging, which can be all sorts of things, bring out the full range of emotions, and really be mindful with all of those emotions that you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, so let's talk about saltwater sessions. It's a program that you've developed, combined surfing and mindfulness, right? And positive reappraisal.
Positive reappraisal. So positive reappraisal is sort of a fancy word for looking on the bright side of things. The program was developed after my own experiences learning how to surf and really seeing that, I don't know if you've ever surfed, Erica, but it's really one of the most challenging things I had ever done. And a lot of people I've spoken to have said the same thing. And a lot of people I talk to say, oh, yeah, I tried surfing once. I was really bad at it. And I laugh because everybody is really bad at it. There's really no such thing as a natural talent. So one of the things I saw when I was working at my first internship, I was at Beit Teshuva, and I saw a lot of my clients that I was seeing in therapy saying, you know, I'm ready to go. I've got this. I'm good. And then they would leave and they would come back anywhere from, you know, 2 days to 2 months later. And I'd say, what happened? And they'd say, well, it was just harder than I thought it was going to be. And so I saw that as a metaphor for surfing. And I saw that how I could combine this act of surfing and this practice of learning how to do something really challenging and combine it with mindfulness to really bring people into awareness of how hard sobriety can be and how much harder than many addicts really think that the journey is going to be. And so it's combining something fun, but also challenging. There's a meditative aspect and there's a therapeutic aspect. So that was what I wrote my dissertation on. And then I decided to turn it into something open to the public. So now I work with treatment centers. I'm currently working with a mindfulness center and with an eating disorder center. And so I really want to just bring this out into the open as much as possible because I think that surfing is such an amazing vehicle for change and for positive change in people's lives.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And it's like being in nature and connecting with something kind of greater than yourself.
Absolutely. There's a ton of research that shows that being in nature is so good for your well-being. I mean, exercise is good for you, but exercise outdoors is even more good for you. And then there's research coming out of the UK that shows that exercise in or near water is actually the most beneficial. So our brains are actually hardwired to feel good near water. And there's a lot of people on that research right now really trying to figure out why, but, you know, I think it goes back personally so far as being in the womb, you know, this feeling of being protected and safe.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And for people that are out there right now wanting to make positive changes in their lives or, you know, kind of starting a new journey and incorporating mindfulness. You know, there's so many books out there these days. There's so many coaches and authors and just, you know, practitioners that are teaching their clients mindfulness. How can one begin to incorporate an activity and play and be mindful at the same time? It may be some people that don't have, you know, access to an ocean or access to, you know, great weather at this, you know, this point. But how could people do that? How would you recommend they start?
Sure. Well, I think that, you know, a very basic knowledge of mindfulness and what you're trying to do with mindfulness would be the first place to start. And I'm sure that you can go on YouTube and Google, you know, mindfulness lesson and find something pretty good, because mindfulness is everywhere now. It's this huge thing. I would recommend for somebody who doesn't have access, you know, to the ocean or to water necessarily, just try a walking meditation. And that's really just where you slow yourself down and you become present with your body as it's walking, and you slow way down and you start to notice all of the things around you. And for that, just doing that step can really change people's perceptions.
Yeah, I that's a great suggestion. And it's also really nice for people to, you know, tell themselves, like, I'm going to be present while I play and have fun doing this today. I'm going to take in every moment and really create a memory and not just disconnect, you know? I think it's good for us. It's hard.
Yeah. It's hard because people, I think, use some forms of activity as a form of escapism, which it's a fine line between, you know, if I'm teaching someone who's struggling with addiction how to surf, you know, we are, one aspect of the program is we hope that people will come away with a healthy addiction, but we don't necessarily want them to tune out and turn off whatever's going on in their lives. But that is sort of a natural, just something that happens naturally because you are in the water. There's so many different things going on. There's so much stimulus. You know, you can pay attention to the sun on your face, the wind on your face. You know, what does the water feel like? What does it feel like, you know, to not be paying attention and get hit by a wave? There's so many things going on that it is a natural way to really check out, but check in to the present moment.
Right. Well, that's so lovely. And thank you so much for bringing attention and awareness to all of this. You could find Dr. Lena Dickin at swsessions.com. That's sessions.com. Thank you, Lena, so much. You're listening to Rewired Radio. Yeah, on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you all for joining us today, and stay well.